I go to the theater in order to be surprised, to find magic, and to be exposed to art that operates on a deep, primal level. I don't always find it. In fact, most times I'm left wanting. But once in a while, a true piece of art comes along that deeply affects the viewer and lives for years in our memory. King John, the latest play being offered by Richmond Shakespeare, is such a play. The story of England's worst king is one of Shakespeare's earliest plays, and many of the themes he explores will be revisited in later, better-known ones. Director Jan Powell sets the play in a timeless world. It is impossible to fix the play, and so it becomes universal in its appeal. King John, the play, is about legitimacy, power, and what some men will do to achieve both. After Richard the Lionhearted's death, the crown should have passed to Prince Arthur, played by David Millman. Arthur is a mere boy, and John, played by Thomas Cunningham, has maneuvered himself to grab the crown. The kingdom is divided, and civil war threatens to erupt. Thomas Cunningham has always been a good actor. The work he has done in preparing for this role shows that he is ready to become a great actor. He plunges into the depths of evil and emerges with an amazing performance. This is a man standing on the precipice of future greatness. Cunningham is supported by two main characters, his mother, Queen Eleanor of Aquitaine, played by Patricia Ali, and Philip, played by David Janicek. Both give admirable performances. Ali moves like Grace Jones and Pam Grier and brings a real flair to the role. Janicek is the most loyal of knights, illegitimate by birth, but noble by spirit. On the other side, supporting Arthur's claim to the throne are Lady Constance, played by Jennifer Frank, Louis the Dauphin, played by John Minks, and the Duke of Austria, played by John Cawthon. Frank's scene of total grief is one of the most heartrending moments of the play. Ryan Bichard plays the unusual character of the figure of human potential. This character is unseen by any of the participants, except one, and that only for the briefest of moments. The figure soars over the action and other times whispers into the ears of the other characters. Bichard's portrayal is athletic and fascinating to watch. Todd Chalves has put together a skeletal set, multi-level platforms, and the top opens to form a throne. This allows a lot of room for battle scenes and focus for the more intimate interchanges. Virginia McConnell's costumes are a nice mix of dark steampunk and military garb. B.J. Wilkinson's lights are very good and cause some of the costumes to shimmer in an otherworldly manner. The music and sound by Brittany Simmons, Alicia Schultz, and Matt Treakey cannot be overlooked. Stacey Reardon Hall contributes amazing makeup and hair design. She has put warrior makeup on the cast, red for one side, blue for the other. The only one without this makeup is the one innocent in the play, Arthur. Ryan Bichard contributes some of the most exciting fight choreography. The audience is propelled through an evolution of violence. The first battles are with knives, swords, and maces and move towards sidearms and finally to rifles and automatic weapons. The style of fighting moves from medieval face-offs to guerrilla-style warfare. Brilliant work by all concerned. Director Jan Powell has assembled an amazing cast and crew, and the result is a remarkable play that is both thought-provoking and entertaining. Her enthusiasm for the work is obvious, and we are lucky to be able to feast on this glorious production. King John is definitely a must-see. You do not want to miss this one. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.